1260 The Pledge News Time, now 1:55. I'm Jason Craner in studio with Josh Elledge from SavingsAngel.com. Happy New Year to
happy
you.
Happy New Year.
Now, you were just saying that this is a good time to make a New Year's resolution of saving money on groceries, being able to stockpile groceries, and being able to give away groceries and resources because this next month is going to be huge for coupons.
Yeah, well, and people may not even be thinking about it that far along the line, but they may be thinking, oh boy, we really need to get this debt just taken care of, and we need to do it a little bit faster. I'm getting tired of it. And you know, as I've looked at just about every method for increasing income, you know, delivering pizzas, you know, whatever it takes, I really looked at the potential of collecting a $200 a month pay raise strictly from just changing my shopping habits a little bit as the biggest no-brainer. It's the easiest way in my, you know, in my guesstimation, too, to be able to find free money in your budget.
Well, as you become more disciplined to shop better, you become more disciplined in your spending otherwise. You know what I mean? It becomes a habit that you're going to make sure you're going to, like Dave Ramsey says, you're going to make every penny scream.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because I don't really even think about it anymore. It's just, it's now, you know, exercising good stewardship is just, it's just a part of what I do, and I know that, okay, if I've got this money, you know, it's my responsibility to make sure that it's, you know, that it's being allocated properly. And, you know, if someone is going in and they are not using coupons and they are not really putting, you know, they've got some kind of methodology down, it is a luxury, folks. It is a $200 a month luxury to just skim through the flyers and shop at Meijer or wherever, Walmart or wherever you shop. It's a luxury. So if you would rather allocate that $200 on up elsewhere, maybe you're getting out of debt program, or maybe you want to give it away, or maybe you want to save for a vacation, whatever it is for you, all you have to do is just tweak a couple of things. When a coupon comes out, that may not be the best time to use it, but what we do is we say, okay, you got that coupon, hold on. Now use it, now! And that's what
you
we
tell
do.
Tell us when
to
pounce.
Exactly. We've figured this all out mathematically. We've got all kinds of databases that compile everything, and we could tell you mathematically how to get the lowest grocery bill without being a coupon queen or a coupon king.
And this next week, this month of January, a great month for coupons, you were saying.
Oh, yeah. So, and over the next few weeks, if you listen to, you know, if you listen to Ramsey and you hear me, you're going to go one of two directions. You're either going to hear me and say, oh, well, yeah, that sounds great, and you may listen to me for the pure entertainment value of, boy, this guy's kind of a nut, or you can listen and say, wait, I have that coupon. Woohoo! I can, you know, I'm going to go get free peanut butter or whatever it is. Matter of fact, that's one of the things you can go out today, right now, and get free peanut butter at Meijer. They've got Peter Pan peanut butter on sale for $99 or $1. You buy 10, get one free, so it's 90 cents. There was a $1 off coupon in All You Magazine, which is one of the two main places I suggest looking. There's going to be lots of online coupons. Mm-hmm. There's going to be lots of coupons that come out in your Sunday paper. But All You Magazine is a great source to get coupons. There's a $1 off coupon last month, so it makes it free.
Now, you do have several jars of peanut butter sitting on your shelf, but those are good for the next time you need peanut butter, or the next time your neighbor needs peanut butter, or the shelter needs peanut butter. You can give this away.
If you walk into a grocery store and you have a list of needs, something's not right. You should never walk into a grocery store with a list of needs, because that you're not empowered at that point. You're basically saying, I'm going to pay whatever you're willing to sell it to me for.
Right.
And you know what? Saving $1 to $2 on each item multiplied over to 200 to 300 items in a month, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how you cut your grocery bill in half. It really makes a big impact.
Give us one more great deal for this week.
Yeah, here's a moneymaker. At Walgreens, you can buy Children's Dimetapp. You buy it. It's on sale for $4, was $4.99. When you buy it, they give you $4 back at the register. And through Savings Angel, we've got $2 coupons. So you print out a $2 coupon, bring it to Walgreens, you get $4 back, and you used your $2 coupon. You just made $2 profit, and you got the free diamond. to tap.
There you go. That's a great one. Hey, and there are hundreds of deals like this every week at savingsangel.com that you let us know about. Go to our website, 1260thepledge.com. Find the link on the bottom left-hand side. Thanks a lot, Josh, and Happy New Year.